This week I had a lot of, had some time to ponder and a lot of time for action. So VBS was 4 days and it ran from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. each night. And I got to do activities, which was a lot of fun. But as I was doing the activities and trying to come up with new things to keep them occupied, I was thinking of my favorite place. And I was wondering how many of us have a favorite place, like a place where we go to relax, renew, somewhere that brings us joy or brings us peace. And as you're thinking about what that place might be, the other question I have is, do you have a person that you can go to, whether a close friend, a family member, for those of us still young enough to have our parents, but someone that we can relate to that can encourage or at least reset our, when we, sometimes we get in that lovely spin of like, oh, everything, and they can go, just breathe. And I was thinking one about that place, and then I was thinking about that person. And the opportunities we have for not only for our perspective being kind of shifted or brought back to equilibrium, we think about what we received and how we are renewed to go back into the world. And understanding that life continues to bombard us. Life never just pauses for us. It seems as we get through the next thing happens and onward. And the thing that I want to create is that time of peace, that time of nothing where everything is, all your worries are left out the door, and we can just sit and renew and find new ways of interconnecting with God in our relationship. And also in that, we can take a pause from those painful emotions or circumstances and just be able to be in a place of peace. In thinking of that, we see this week that Christ has received this terrible news about his, not only his mentor, but a friend, his cousin, John the Baptist. And in that news, that timer probably just had to process, because he probably didn't know this was going to happen. He was quite shocked. And so in that time of where he just needed to process, he withdrew. And focusing on that withdrawal, that he went out on the boat into a deserted place and probably just sat, and who knows what happened on that boat. It doesn't really say, like, maybe he screamed at the waves or wept or what. But we know that he withdrew. And we know that the crowds continued to follow him, because they continued to hear of the miraculous signs, these words of wisdom that pushed up against the established religion, about the established, even the rule and the ruling of the Roman people. And they wanted to hear more about this grace, more about this love that doesn't cost anything. And so they gathered. And when Christ got off the boat, maybe a little bit more at the equilibrium, he was willing to go and serve. And being with those people, healing them, and encouraging them, and then he feeds them. What seems to be a simple meal turns into a boundless feast that they had leftovers. Can you imagine having leftovers from 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread with 5,000 people plus? It's a miracle. It'd be a miracle if that happened to us. And that's what grace is. Grace fills and overflows. It's more than enough, and then there's extra for us. And in that part, I think that takes part of it, is that continual strength that Christ pulls from his relationship with God and with the Holy Spirit. That strength that draws and renews and helps him continue on to the journey that he is facing. The trials and tribulations, the joys, the downfalls, all that that makes up his walk is all kind of drawn back in together. And not only does he draw strength from that relationship with the Trinity, but also with his community. The community of the disciples that surround him, and that community of the followers that came to hear his words. Possibly drawing strength from doing that work and getting out of his own head for a while. But it's that hope and that love that was freely shared. And for us, when we are going through those painful and weary steps that we might face continually, it feels like, or when we have that break and we can just sit and be still and know that God is with us. Whatever it might be that helps us to share our story with one another, when we see someone having a difficult time, we can share a story of hope, of the after, what happens after we get out of that place. And to know and to remember and to be a place where our loved ones can gather, where our losses will continue, but we have one another to draw from our strength, from our hope, and from our love, and from that grace. And my continued goal for us as a community of believers, as the beloved children of God, is to be a place or be a people for each other. A place where God's love can shine through us, God's light can show through the darkness, especially when it's needed. We have a reservoir so we can share and to lay and to have and to laugh by one another, to be part of this greater community where that continual, intentional grace, the intentional building of a community that is healthy so that we can not only feel Christ, whose love is dwelling amongst us, but that spirit that continually blows in and out of our lives, that those gifts that we have, that we can share them with others.